That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news, as usual, to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Why don't we start today off, Dave, with some bad news? Just get it out of the way.
This is quite bad news.
I mean, you say that every day.
Yeah, but this.
Is this really bad news?
There are two giraffes that were living at a Florida wild park.
Seems like a pretty innocuous story. Doesn't seem like bad news to me.
They dead.
Well, how'd they die? Did they die doing what they love?
Well, everyone there said that they were deeply saddened by the sudden deaths of Lily and Gianni, who died earlier this week, and they didn't release the cause of death because they figured that it may be a little jarring to the people that love them, including the people that had come to visit them along with the trainers.
Okay.
The tests that they were done confirmed that the giraffes did die as a result of getting struck by lightning.
Oh, I mean, if you're going to go, that's quite the way to go. I mean, it's better than, like, you know, like tripping and falling and hitting your head on a tree or something if you're a giraffe.
Well, that probably happened after they were struck by the lightning, but they described the animals as being very charismatic and close with staff members. They did note that the giraffes do have access to numerous shelters in the multi-acre habitat if they choose to use them, but in this case, these frolicking ass giraffes were running around during a thunderstorm and
Gianni.
Oh God. You'd be okay going that way?
Yeah. I feel like you're going pretty quick.
Yeah.
There was a story last week of a guy driving a motorcycle who got struck by lightning and unfortunately passed. But like that's so much cooler than
badass.
Just something horrible.
And there is a chance that you'll...
Like, you go quick.
That you'll come back with superpowers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's powder.
Yeah.
I saw powder.
Does anyone remember that reference? I mean, I remember it because I saw powder as well. Ian, you ever seen the movie Powder?
No, I can't say I have.
Ever heard of it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's like
95, 96.
95, so 95, yeah, 24 years old now at this point.
But oh, boy.
R.I.P. Lily and Gianni.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you had a good run, and, you know...
Did they?
Sure.
All right. A good run, not a fast enough run.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, you can't outrun lightning, man.
Yeah. Well, some good news today as well. A police chief gave a $575 ticket for some dude tossing a cigarette butt out of his window.
See, this seems like bad news to me.
How is this bad news?
Only $500?
Oh, come on.
$575. This is up in Canada, actually. The Victoria police chief doled out a hefty ticket to the 21-year-old who flicked the cigarette butt out of the window of his kick-ass Ford Mustang.
Hell yeah.
And he said, here's, quote,
V6, baby!
V6 automatic.
Uh-huh.
Dice hanging on the rear view. What up?
I'm saving up for the GT.
The police chief said, here are 575 reasons to not throw your lit cigarette out of the car window in front of me. Happened right in front of me on the highway. He pulled him over. When asked why he did it, the driver replied, I didn't want to burn my car. And he pointed to his cup holder in the console.
Okay.
And the chief said, then don't smoke in your car.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
$575, which is $433 US.
Not nearly enough harsh of a punishment. You know, like if you are littering, if you are throwing lit material out of your car, potentially causing, you know,
catastrophic wildfires.
Yeah. I feel like that's at least a tasing. And or, you know, you strap you to a dead giraffe and hopefully you get struck by lightning.
Oh, my God.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That should be the punishment.
Please, this seems so cruel.
Why?
It's starting to smell really badly. Please let me go. I'll never smoke again. I'm so sorry.
Run, run, run.
Did you pick that song because of the giraffe story?
I mean, maybe.
And run.
I mean. Again. There's much worse ways to be like to go out. You know, you could live a life full of regret. You're an old giraffe thinking about love that you never had, but you went
the one
out.
That got away.
Yeah.
But
no, man, you went out in
all
a
the
blaze
mistakes
of glory.
You made along
I'm sure
the way.
Bon Jovi was playing in the background. You were thinking about Young Guns too.
Living on a prep.
No, man, it's not living on a blaze of glory, man.
Oh, you got it.
I literally referenced the song title in that. You know. Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory from the Young Guns 2 soundtrack, which he was the musical coordinator on. masterpiece. Terrible. Lou Diamond Phillips, Emilio Estevez.
Still like living on a prayer.
Kiefer Sutherland.
What are you doing?
Don't put that in there. Stop that.
Dude, come on.
Stop that.
Hell yeah. I mean, you got the big success right now of Old Town Road. I feel like this, the like heavy metal, hair metal, and country western mixed up.
You don't go out for a to a lightning strike to this song.
Yeah,
no way. No way. You go out.
Yeah.
You just.
Oh, where do these giraffes live? New Jersey?
Yeah, no, they're walking around in the field. They're just like, you know what? The clouds are starting to roll in, but I say we go for a run. What say you, Lily?
That's a great idea, Gianni. Let's go. What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, I guess.
Dave and Mahoney. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
After the tone. Hey guys, I recently moved in with my girlfriend, and I'm not a clean freak or OCD or anything, but she squeezes the toothpaste from like the middle of the tube, not from the bottom where you're absolutely supposed to, and it's absolutely driving me nuts. And I haven't said anything because I'm afraid if I say something, then she'll think I'm nuts. All right, thanks.
Message deleted.
You sound a little nuts.
I don't know if he sounds nuts. I just think there's an easy solution to this stupid problem.
The reason why you sound nuts is because you're too afraid to tell her because you're afraid that you'll sound nuts. That's what sounds nuts.
It's a little nutty.
Or he's just a little beta.
Bitch.
My wife and I do.
Oh, my.
She has her own toothpaste. I have my own.
Yeah, but that's because you guys live in a palatial mansion and you guys have your own separate bathrooms.
It's not uncommon to have two different types of toothpaste.
You use two different types of toothpaste?
Yeah, she uses Sensodyne. I use Colgate with Scope and whitening.
Dave, do you share toothpaste with your wife?
No, same thing. I mean, there's two sinks in the master bath, and there's like our bathroom's laid out where there's like a tub in between the two sinks. Which is strange, but because of that, like tossing the toothpaste back and forth would be a lot more inconvenient than having two different toothpastes.
Just get two tubes.
Yeah.
Also, it is perfectly acceptable, in my opinion, when the toothpaste is full-ish to squeeze from anywhere on there. It's not until you get down to the lower part till you're almost out.
Yeah, if you leave like a big blob at the bottom and it's totally bled dry in the middle, that's... I would agree that that's a bit of an offense, but
you push it up.
Yeah, it's still not as bad as the toilet paper issue. Like if she is a off the back type gal, that's grounds for divorce.
Just flip it around, man.
The toilet paper?
Yeah.
No.
It's not that big of a deal.
No, because
really
I know that I live with an idiot, and it drives me crazy.
Okay. Or
toilet paper comes off the front.
It comes
off the front.
That's how I prefer it, but I don't care.
That's not how you prefer it. That's how it works.
I come across it, and it is there.
I'm just happy it's there, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't care what angle it's coming at.
Yeah.
Ian, I bet you're off the back type guy.
I am, actually.
I knew it.
Please leave a message after the tone. Tried this new pineapple sour the other day, and it was pretty delicious. Have you guys tried that? You guys tried any pineapple sours? I think you guys should. I know Dave won't like it, but it's all about you, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I'm not a big sour guy.
Well, you're coming around.
It all depends. Yeah, the modern time sour beers are really good.
Yeah, they're...
And that's from somebody who doesn't like sours.
Yeah, I feel like the way sour beers have been over the last few years, they've gotten exponentially better.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good pineapple sour from Love Lading Brewing, and I like it. Big fan. So I don't think that our palates are changing that much. I just think that they're getting better at brewing those types of beers, and they're making them more palatable. You know, they're not just, here's just a bunch of sour, because we want to find something that like even the like most hardcore craft beer fans will drink, you know?
Well, let's talk about beer. Makes me look forward to beer for breakfast this week.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. This is my impression of Mahoney having a clear, calm discussion with someone who has an opposing viewpoint. Hi, I'm Jason Mahoney, and I have a clear understanding of the topic that we're talking about. But you're wrong. Yeah, you're wrong. You're always wrong because I'm right, and I'm bigger, and I'm louder, and you can't come with a point because I'm right. I'm always right. You'll never be louder than me because I'm Mahoney, and I'm always right.
Message deleted.
That's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. You know, if you know, they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, man. Like, yeah. If 2 points are similar and mine's louder, I win. That's how it works.
I don't think that's actually how it works.
That's how it works. More people hear it.
Just because you're screaming?
Yeah.
Into a microphone?
That's right.
All right. While wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt?
That's right.
And sweating profusely?
I'm not saying, you know.
Sometimes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
My metabolism has slowed down significantly over the years, so I don't sweat nearly
you
as
sweat
much.
Less.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that means you're really unhealthy.
Nah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Uber, we were talking yesterday about how they have the air taxis that they're launching in certain cities like Dallas and Los Angeles. Mahoney is too afraid to ride one of those, and that's fine.
Too afraid. I just don't trust it. I don't trust it.
I don't think that you would do well with those. Just the balancing of it.
Yeah.
You in a helicopter or an Uber taxi just seems like it'd be tough to.
You hear about helicopters crashing all the time.
Man, we haven't heard about a helicopter crashing in like 3 days.
Uh huh.
Well, Uber is now testing drone food delivery. I don't mind this.
I don't trust this either.
Seems like a good way to get your food all cold, though.
Yeah, totally.
It's testing restaurant food deliveries by drone. The company Uber Eats began testing in San Diego with McDonald's and plans. Yeah, nothing like a Big Mac that's been flown through the air for 35 minutes. They plan to expand to other restaurants later this year. Uber says the service should decrease food delivery times. It works this way. Workers at a restaurant load the meal into a drone, and it takes off. It's tracked and guided by a new aerospace management system. The drone then meets Uber Eats driver at a drop-off location. The driver will then hand-deliver the meal to the customer. So it's not like you go outside and you have to try to catch a drone carrying your food. Somebody else takes care of that for you.
Like, I ordered Postmates last night and got ramen. You know, but I ordered, like, extra broth, and my wife ordered extra broth as well.
Uh-huh.
It was a heavy bag. I don't know if that drone could carry my order.
All right.
If you got a big family.
That's a valid point.
What if you got a family of six?
It's a real concern. Extra broth for all?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or you get, like,
very brothy.
Or you got multiple pizzas. Like,
would you call it, when all of it arrived, a brothful?
Well, I was brothful.
So Facebook has had their shares drop after emails reveal details about the privacy dealings. Turns out Mark Zuckerberg may have known about their very controversial privacy practices that the company previously led on. A number of internal emails uncovered by Facebook show Zuckerberg's connection to a potentially problematic privacy practice at the company, according to the Wall Street Journal.
You mean to tell me the Saint Mark Zuckerberg would put our personal safety as a country, as a people, under a dollar? He values a dollar more than
the safety of our country, that Mark Zuckerberg is going to go down as one of the
worst people
as far as the erosion of privacy and technology with spreading of misinformation and everything else.
Yes.
All the things that have happened over the last few years because it's turning out that he is such a dirtbag.
He is a purveyor of hate, and he knew, they knew, willingly. You know, and the thing about, like, why I've severely reduced my amount of time on Facebook and Instagram, all of these places, is because it's poised to put people at each other. They want people arguing. They want people upset with each other.
That's what gets people coming back.
Yes.
So you're just trying to drive web traffic, and the sacrifice for that is
the erosion of society.
Emotional well-being and all of the infighting. You're encouraging that because you want to get clicks.
Yep.
You douchebag.
It's all under the guise of connection. Connect with one another. Mm. No, they just want
to. No, they want you to fight. They want you to be upset. They want, you know, this is sowing discord. And
So the whole Cambridge Analytica thing, you remember that from the 2016 election?
Yeah.
Last month, Facebook revealed that it expects to be charge between $3 and $5 billion in connection to the ongoing FTC probe.
Not enough, man. Not enough. If you are putting a dollar over, if you willingly knew, like, that there were foreign
agents. It's
profits
over people.
Yes.
It's not acceptable.
That are trying to sow. And that's the thing. They weren't trying, like, on Facebook, all they wanted to do is just get people going at each other, and they did on both sides, and it's disgusting.
Facebook sucks.
It really is. It's when we look back 100 years from now or 50 years from now, they are going to say this.
There has not been a worse thing for society as a whole than Facebook in a long time.
Really, like when we were growing up, man, like you were taught in school about like how prejudice is wrong, hate is wrong, all these sorts of things. And it's like, you know, you learn the teachings of MLK and that those
you learn from your parents, you know, yes.
All of those things, and then
it used to be difficult to seek out hate groups.
Now it's
so easy.
Yeah.
Because of Facebook.
Right under your nose.
Yep. So a schoolgirl, 15 years old, has plunged to her death 90 feet near Moscow because of Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Now, look, this is obviously partially on all of these teens that are having these problems. So there's been 6 teenagers in Moscow in the last couple of months who have either been seriously injured or killed because they're taking pictures for the gram.
What was this girl doing?
Yeah, she was on a rooftop and she was trying to take a picture of the sunset, like right on the edge of the roof, and
Golden
slipped
hour,
and
man.
Yeah, off she went.
I mean, it's horrible to hear that somebody so young died. But what are you people doing? Like a photo for social media to get fake likes for people who don't even care. What?
There was a couple of other girls over there that also slipped and fell while taking pictures, you know, on the edge of buildings for the gram. Another was burned alive after seeking a selfie in an electricity substation.
Oh, my God. What? Just, again, like we have.
Social media is stupid.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Do you remember how worked up, if you're of our age, how worked up people got over the importance of MySpace?
If you weren't in somebody's top 8.
Two words for you. Tila Tequila.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Chad is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Chad. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about your level of education.
So I went to high school, and then maybe 4 months after that, I went to CSN, and then I dropped out. Major was going to be criminal justice.
Okay, well, here we go. Two college dropouts.
What field have you decided to pursue since dropping out?
Well, actually, I'm already applying for North Las Vegas Police Department.
Oh, nice.
I'm in the process right now.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
If I get arrested,
you can give us a pass.
You gonna give me out?
Actually,
of course, I got you. Don't even worry about it.
We probably shouldn't have him admit that on the radio before he's even been accepted to the police force.
That's all right.
It's fine.
That's fine.
No one listens to this crap. It's fine. All right. So Mahoney is headed out of here. There's a total of 6 questions today, meaning that you do have a pass. If you don't know a question, I would encourage you to use your pass sooner rather than later, so that way you don't finish out the game still having a pass unused. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Question number 1. What unit of currency is used in Japan?
Yen.
Yen is correct.
Oh, Chad.
Chad on the board at the 1 point. Well done. New York City is broken into 5 sub-areas. Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. What are these regions called?
Counties?
New. Yeah. Boroughs. It's the 5 boroughs in New York.
Boroughs.
What does the A in DNA stand for?
Acid.
Acid is correct. Yes, very nice, Chad. All right.
Toxic nucleic acid or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
Wow. Yeah, totally impressed.
Good flex, Chad.
All right. 3 more to go. You only have to answer 2 of them, though. What was the first full-length movie that was produced by Pixar Studios, the first full-length feature movie made by Pixar Studios?
Toy Story?
Toy Story is right, Chad. Look at you. Which part of speech can be a person, place, thing, quality, or state of being?
Noun.
A noun is correct.
All right.
Hell you got, yeah, didn't even use your pass. How about that? You got 4 out of 5. Congratulations. That is very, very strong. Mahoney, I think, will fall to you today, but it is time to find out. We do have some cool tickets up for grabs, so hopefully you're able to be victorious today. Everyone hates Mahoney.
Nobody hates me.
Hey, welcome back, Mahoney.
I'm on a win streak, and it's about to continue, Chad.
All right, there is 1 pass available today,
okay,
should you choose to use it. I will let you know right now, Chad did not use his pass.
Oh, that seems... like a foolish thing to do.
Question number one. What is the unit of currency that is used in Japan?
The yen.
Yen is correct. Question number two. New York City is, New York is broken into five sub-areas. Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. What are these regions called?
Boroughs.
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 Two for two.
Like the donkey.
Yeah, like the donkey.
Yes, like the donkey.
What does the A in DNA stand for?
What's the A?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Okay. Acid is the correct answer there. Acid is the correct answer. Hmm. Three more to go. You must answer all three. You do have the first two correct there, okay?
Okay.
What was the first full-length feature movie made by Pixar Studios?
Toy Story.
Toy Story is correct.
You get nothing. You lose.
Why are you trying to
up? They're right next to each other. All right. On to number four. You're three for three. What part of speech can be a person, place, thing, quality, or state of being?
That is a noun.
Mm-hmm. Four for four. Final question. What type of blood vessel carries blood from the heart to your body's tissues?
What type of blood vessel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it, your vein?
Vein is incorrect.
Artery?
It is a red blood vessel. A red is what we're looking for.
That's a stupid ass question.
Your stupid ass answer.
I feel like your veins carry your blood.
Hey, guess what, Chad? That means that you got as many correct as Mahoney. You didn't even have to use your pass. You win.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Chad takes down Mahoney.
I didn't lose.
You lost.
I did not lose.
You lost.
We got the same number right.
A tie goes to the caller. That's how
That's
it works.
That's not a loss.
There has to be a winner and a loser. You're the loser.
You're the loser.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Congratulations to you, Chad.
Thank you, guys.
I do have one request. Should you ever encounter Mahoney on the mean streets of North Las Vegas, will you please tase him?
Tase him, please.
Okay.
All right.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So this is a bit surprising. News came out that a pretty big celebrity is an anti-vaxxer. You'd expect it from the likes of Jenny McCarthy, right?
Yes.
Because Jenny McCarthy is kind of a bumbling idiot and always has been.
And even she's somewhat turned around on that. She says that her child, who had autism, his autism has been cured, which that's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
But this is an A-list celebrity.
It's Jessica Biel. So she's married to Justin Timberlake, obviously. And Jessica Biel, I've always liked her. I think she's a good actress. Have you ever seen the show Sinner on USA? Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Just overall, I've always liked her, even though she has said some kind of annoying things in the past. Like, I'm too pretty to get a lot of roles. And you're like, okay. All right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're too pretty. I get it.
Okay, tell that to Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ask her if she would have, like, if Meryl Streep would have been looked like Jessica Biel, she would be the biggest actress of all time.
I mean, you can make an argument that Meryl Streep is still, like, top 10.
I mean, she's one of the best actresses, but I'm saying, like, as far as earning potential goes.
Yeah, so Jessica Biel has come out, and she is now backing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the whole thing with being an anti-vaxxer and talking about how it's so immoral for the state of California to require kids to get vaccinations because my body, my choice. I mean, it's not really how it works.
No, your choice is literally infecting other people and killing all sorts of people who cannot get vaccinated for health reasons, that's on you. We had the measles beat.
My body, my choice would apply in the same way if you were sitting there smoking a carton of cigarettes in front of somebody and blowing it right in their face. Oh, I'm doing it to my body. Well, no, you're doing it to both of ours.
And you have your choice not to enroll your kid in public school.
Yeah.
That's your choice. But
if Jessica Biel's an anti-vaxxer, then Justin Timberlake has to be an anti-vaxxer too, right?
They have a kid.
Yeah.
And thus.
JT, come on.
Yeah,
man.
This is bad.
What's
news.
That song by him, Bringing Sexy Back? They're bringing measles back?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's a bad idea to get medical advice from celebrities. I don't know. Maybe we should just throw that
out
there.
Maybe we should listen to every doctor ever who said it's...
Scientists and doctors. Yep. I think modern medicine, we should maybe listen to these people who have dedicated decades of their life into research and to helping people and to eradicate these horrible diseases that are out there. Yep. Maybe those are the people we should listen to. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But I like to listen to experts.
You don't have to be an expert to say, hey, maybe we should listen to the experts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. is insisting that he did not grope a woman in a New York City nightclub. He agreed to turn himself into the New York City Police Department, where he supposedly was going to be arrested for allegedly groping the woman at the Manhattan nightclub. But his team actually went through and reviewed the tape. The actor dismissed the claims that he forcibly grabbed a woman during some encounter, drunken night out last weekend, said it's absolutely untrue. The woman saying that he grabbed her her chest. They went back and they rewatched the tape, and they said, okay, well, Cuba's not even going to turn himself in because the tape totally exonerates him.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens from here on out. But he did say that he was going to turn himself in because he trusted the system.
If you, you know, if you mention the tape, that there's video evidence of something like this and it exonerates you, you better be damn sure.
You better be sure it does.
But, I mean, because if it's not, even if it's questionable, I think there's a lot of people who will form their opinions and, you know, you can possibly taint a jury pool. But it sounds like he's pretty clear that he did not do this, according to his legal team.
Justin Bieber.
Bitch.
Why he backs down.
I know why he's backing down. I'm curious to see why you think he is.
Oh, I mean, I don't think that Tom Cruise is really going to fight him.
No, of course he's not. I mean, I think Tom Cruise, he's got that crazy-ass old man strength, and he was a high school wrestler.
Does have those skills. He's kept his fighting skills sharp over the years for his movie roles.
I think
roles.
The Church of Scientology got to Bieber.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I 1,000%, if I'm putting on my tinfoil hat.
What could they possibly do to Justin Bieber?
I don't know. Have you ever watched an entire... They beat the IRS. The Church of Scientology beat the IRS.
Justin Bieber is way more powerful than the IRS, Mahoney.
I don't know about that, Dave. I don't know.
I once got audited by Justin Bieber. It was awful. It's just categorically terrible.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So today we have the rare return of somebody as a featured character on Dirty Laundry. Not because we don't want to feature people multiple times, just many of the people that Ian talks to are drifters, and he talks to them once and he never sees them again.
Yes, that is the case with a lot of the characters on Dirty Laundry. But fortunately, we have one returning gentleman. Now, I don't know.
He's back.
I don't know if you guys recall a month or two ago, there was a gentleman who had an unfortunate incident in a Walmart parking lot.
Got run over by a truck, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And he demanded that they give him money, and instead of giving him money, they gave him a slice of pizza, which he said was just fine.
That was sufficient.
This was a gentleman who has run over several times, we came to find out.
Yeah.
So this was not his first rodeo. I'm surprised that he has not been run over again.
He has not, which is great, which is very good.
If you need a little reminder as to who this guy is.
You got hit by a car the other day?
Yeah, by a young in a pickup truck. He had no license. He had no ID, no insurance, and he offered me a piece of pizza.
I'm guessing that maybe he had an ID, insurance, and all of those things. He just did not want to give them to you because you were clearly trying to scam him out of money. But the slice of pizza worked.
Yes, it
did. And today, this gentleman is back.
He is back. He is a regular staple at the bar laundromat. But what I did not know was that he actually used to work at none other than Applebee's.
Oh, really?
Now, we all know stuff goes down at Applebee's.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff definitely went down with this guy. It's pretty interesting. Let me know what you think about this.
All new installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
If you recall, a few Dirty Laundries ago, we had a gentleman who was trying to drunkenly return a tent to a Walmart, wound up getting hit in the parking lot. What did you receive again as payment for the accident?
A piece of pizza.
Now remind everybody, was it a piece of cheese pizza?
I believe so, just cheese.
A fair trade. You get hit by a truck, gives you a slice of pizza.
Why not?
So, you told me that you used to work at an Applebee's, but there was so much crap going on there that you called it what?
Shenanigans.
How long did you work there, and what'd you do?
I was a waiter and a bartender, and I worked there for about 18 months on until the general manager left. When he left, I left because he fired me.
So, you got fired from the Applebee's. You told me that there was a waitress there doing something?
Okay, there were particular people there that had the issues. You know, like I said, it's a very stressful industry, so people tend to drink drugs, do their little things, you know. One particular girl would be at a table in the middle of an order, taking the order, all professional. Then when her song comes on, right in the middle of the song, she, oh, that's my song, and take off and leave the table.
Do you recall any of the songs that she called her songs? Maybe some Cher, maybe some early Janet Jackson?
I'm not too sure on that. I'll just keep my eyes on the prize with the tables. Like I said, I would take her tables when she did that.
Oh, so you would steal her tables when her song came on?
I definitely would.
You got to make money, though, man. I get it.
Somebody's got to.
It's a cutthroat industry. And then you said there was some funny business going on in the parking lot, too, right?
Yeah, the date and the sleeping, this, that, another. One particular female, it used to be her birthday every day. And she'd get her little extra activity out in the parking lot for her birthday, if you know what I mean.
So she would go make whoopee in the parking lot?
Right, in her birthday suit.
Did anybody catch her doing this?
No, no.
Did you ever get invited to any of these quote-unquote birthday parties?
No, like I said, we had talked before, it was a bounty out on me. They were trying to get me to participate. And because I didn't, somebody got pissed off and threw a shoe at me.
You had an entire shoe thrown at you?
Yes, I did.
Did it hit?
No, it didn't.
Oh, phew, man. So very George Bush.
I've heard about that when I've seen it.
Yeah, man. In some cultures, throwing a shoe, that's a big sign of disrespect. So they must have really wanted you to go and get some.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to get caught out with the shenanigans.
Now, she wasn't charging for these acts, right? Or was she?
I didn't know. Didn't try to stay my distance.
Well, good for you, man. So best of luck to you, and watch out for any flying shoes now, man.
All right, you as well.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Look, I'm no detective, but he is definitely lying.
He's definitely lying.
He paid to have relations with that woman, for sure, in the parking lot.
He's getting hit by so many things. Trucks, shoes.
It's rough, man.
It's Top Stories!
Here's what's making news.
So, recreational marijuana has been legal for quite some time now here in Las Vegas, and this is actually a pretty big step. So, lawmakers voted on Wednesday, yesterday, and they said that people that test positive for marijuana that are seeking employment can't be rejected from the job just because of that positive marijuana test.
It makes sense.
That, of course, does not apply to other drugs. If there's other drugs in your system, it's still off limits like you would expect it is. However, because there's legal marijuana in the state, they're saying, well, you can't just turn somebody away because they test positive for marijuana, with the exception, of course, if you're working like for a firefighter or a safety position, an emergency medical
like
technician.
Federal driver.
Licensed driver. Yeah, any of that stuff. Still a no-no, but they said Wednesday it should keep workplace doors open for people who legally consume cannabis in a state where recreational pot sales are booming.
It's like, could you believe that person smoked marijuana?
Oh my goodness.
32 days ago?
Oh my goodness.
What a monster. They can't work here at Applebee's.
Also, I can't believe that he didn't call it Crapplebee's. When you asked him the nickname that he had for Applebee's in Dirty Laundry, his nickname for it was Shenanigans,
which is another restaurant, right?
Yeah, right. Why don't you just go work for Shenanigans?
So Las Vegas now has rage rooms. There's actually like 60 facilities for this across the country, but there's three different ones here in Las Vegas. Axe Monkeys, where you can chuck the axes. You guys have seen that. They also have a rage room.
I've been to Axe Monkeys. Did they add a rage room onto it?
I think so. Another one's called Rec Room. 6 ragers at a time. And Sin City Smash offers a chance for participants to wield a chain-wrapped baseball bat or lug wrenches and shake off gambling losses by destroying blackjack tables and poker chips.
I mean, I don't know if that's the best way to market your business, because if I've lost so much money that...
I don't have any more money to come to your dumb rage room.
Yeah.
Dang it. Owners say the philosophy behind the experience has roots in destruction therapy, which was actually something I introduced in Spain back in the early 2000s. They say the facilities empower guests to express anger in positive ways. I think this is hot garbage, Spain. How dare you steal valor from the real pioneers of stress management, which was the movie Office Space.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Early 2000s, Spain's like, oh, we came up with destroying things. Did you not see what Michael Bolton did to that fax machine?
R.I.P. Bushwick Bill.
Yeah, man.
Damn, feels good to be.
Would you guys go to a rage room?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, I'm not paying money for it.
Hitting a baseball with a bat hurts my hands.
Yeah.
Much less.
That's my biggest concern. I think I'll pull something if I'm in there.
I got delicate...
lady hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady fingers.
Mm-hmm. Lady fingers.
Sounds so good. Hungry now.
I'll take an order of lady fingers, please.
For my lady fingers?
How many? 10. So the Golden Knights and the Raiders facing off at Las Vegas Ballpark, the Aviators Stadium in Summerlin this Saturday. It is a charity baseball or softball game, rather. And I tell you what, this is kind of interesting the way that they've lined this up. You tell me which team you think is going to win. So Riley Smith is going to be the captain for the Golden Knights.
Uh-huh.
And on his team, well, he's going to have a number of people, but he's going up against NFL Hall of Famer Marcus Allen and a team of Raiders in the inaugural Battle for Vegas is what they're calling it. And it's to benefit the Tyler Robinson Foundation, which is a cancer charity that the Imagine Dragons are very, they're big champions of, helps fight childhood cancer. Obviously, yeah. Important cause and a beautiful thing that they're doing. But so Smith on his team has six teammates. He's got Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds, who is a silverback gorilla.
I mean, he's jacked as hell. Yeah.
Former Major League Baseball slugger Jose Canseco.
Oh, no
but
way.
Is he missing a finger now, though?
Yeah, he's missing a finger. He shot his finger off.
And it wasn't while he was hunting for Bigfoot or aliens,
oddly enough. But over on Allen's team, so he's going to be the captain there. He's going to have some current Raiders. They didn't name who it was. The 1990 NCAA tournament MVP, Anderson Hunt.
Okay.
And very interestingly, former Major League Baseball player Shane Victorino.
Ooh.
Is also going to be on his team. So Shane Victorino, greater than Jose Canseco.
1,000 times better. Yes.
Because Jose Canseco, way past his prime. Victorino was cranking grand slams just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
In the World Series at that. So, yeah, man, this should be a lot of fun. Now, you can't get tickets anymore to the game because they're sold out. However, they are doing a meet and greet with William Carlson from the Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. Today over at Finley Volvo, and tickets for the softball game are included with that. So if you want to go participate in that.
They sold almost 10,000 tickets to this game?
Dude, the Aviators just on random games are drawing like 9,500 people.
I get that, but still. This is
a charity,
softball game. That's impressive as hell. I mean, obviously you got some big names tied to it. Lots of people here in the community. I don't know why they didn't reach out to us because obviously you
and
I.
To be celebrity players?
Are superior athletes.
I offered you guys up.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
And they,
really?
What did they say?
They never got back to my email.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm sure. I mean, it must have gotten lost in the internet.
The mail.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
My friend, one of my best friends, is a dog walker, and a few of her clients are quite wealthy, and she told me that sometimes after the walks, she'll sit on their super nice furniture and walk around their house and look in their cupboards and basically kind of pretend that she's them, just to see what it feels like to be rich.
Message deleted.
You know, when I first heard that, I scoffed the same way that you did, Mahoney.
Yeah.
But Ian has done this.
Multiple times. This is actually one of my hobbies.
What do you mean?
I had a girlfriend in Chicago who was a dog walker, because that's what hipsters do. You know, they're dog walkers.
They walk dogs.
They walk a lot of dogs.
Okay.
And she had some very wealthy clients in some really contemporary, like, big condos. And we just used to spend the night there all the time.
Spend the night there?
Yeah, we used to spend
the night. Did they know that you were spending the night there?
They knew she was spending the night there. They did not know I was spending the night
there. You wash the sheets afterwards,
would you stay
right?
in their bed?
Hell no. Well, we would say in a bed, not the bed, because usually there were multiple rooms, so we would make sure like not to stay in the master.
So you'd go in a guest room or something?
Yeah.
It was never like another family member's room,
No,
it?
No, it was never. Oh, no, God, Dave, come on, man. I'm not doing it in the nightmare. Toy room. Come on, man.
I didn't expect that you would do it, but like if they had, you know, like a teenager that lived there, I could just see you like going to town with a Michael Jordan poster on the wall.
Yeah, definitely. But it was fine, and we always made sure to clean up afterwards. You know, it's fun to do that every once in a while. But now with the cameras and everything, you just can't do it.
One of the things that we do is that you go into those super rich, like, new developments that they're building houses to kind of like, you know, if you want to get a taste of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go check out, see what
the model homes.
Yeah, like the William Lyon or the Toll Brothers homes.
Yeah, yeah. So nice. some of the nice builders around town, and you just stroll through, but you have to act like you can definitely afford it if they can impress you enough. You're like, I don't know. We better hurry this up. The helicopter's going to be here soon.
Mahoney's walking around with a monocle for some reason.
What are you doing? Yeah. Let's get a proper look at things.
This is also why I don't watch shows about people who are at the same like economic level as me. Like, I only want to watch the super rich, like what I can aspire to. Like the, I don't like the, you know.
Struggling to pay the power bill this month guy.
No, yeah. I want to watch.
There's no
like
reality shows about that.
$1 million listing, New York or LA.
But it can't actually just be $1 million listing. It has to be like the $17 million.
Well, million dollar condo in New York City is
nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's a half of a closet.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I just took a card out of Mahoney's playbook and decided to wear linen pants to work, and I got sent home early because my boss accused me of wearing pajama bottoms to the office. Why is it okay for dudes to wear linen pants to work? They didn't look like pajama bottoms.
Message deleted.
It is not okay for dudes to wear linen pants to work. When Mahoney wears them, they look terrible.
They look great.
And they're too long, and they curl up under your shoe while you're walking like you're a toddler. Like you're a gigantic toddler.
That's how they're supposed
to be. No, they're not supposed to go under the heel of your shoe when you're walking, man.
Yeah, you look like an old man who doesn't know his pant size anymore.
Yeah. You're like an old guy that has shrunk, but refuses to admit it.
Uh-huh.
But you have not shrunk.
It's cold in here, man.
Please leave a message.
Boss is an idiot.
I've always wondered, do people in Disney costumes act like they're happy or angry? Always wanted to find out.
Message deleted.
If you just find out that the guy that's dressed as Goofy is just really raging, but it seems like he's in a good mood because he's got the perma smile on his face because of the mask. Interesting take.
Are you ever creeped out because you know that like the female characters, it's probably a dude in there?
That doesn't creep me out. It creeps me out how happy all of the people are that don't have masks on. Like when you go to Disney and they have like the little marching band that goes through or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Like everyone's just constantly smiling.
They're performing.
And then, yeah, but then you look in their eyes and you see they're not that happy at all. It's really hot out here. They're hating life, but yet somehow they're smiling.
The guy carrying the tuba.
Yeah, the guy carrying the tuba with the sweat beads rolling into his eyes, still smiling while he's blinded by his own fatness. You ain't happy.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Nah, you ain't fat if you're carrying the tuba in a marching band.
Not at the end of it, but if you start out as a fat tuba player. Because there ain't no skinny tuba players to start. Come on.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney, when you were growing up in Missouri, did you see a lot of snakes?
I didn't see a whole lot of snakes. I did on a...
Except
on
when you looked in the mirror. Oh!
Damn! We were so poor, we didn't have mirrors, Dave.
No.
that's how we grew up in Missouri.
So a Missouri woman returned home from vacation last week to a slithering surprise in the kitchen. The woman who's located in Baldwin, you heard of that? Baldwin?
Oh, yeah, that's just outside.
About 20
outside.
Miles east of St. Louis.
Yep.
Yeah. Discovered a python in her pantry during snack time.
A python pantry?
Yeah.
Or a pantry python.
She was going in there to grab a can of Pringles and what's
up? Wait, a Pringles
python pantry? Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That's too many peas.
A Pringles pantry python. Yeah.
Maybe that python wanted some Pringles in that pantry.
I mean, scary as hell, right? That's one likes
pythons
to be.
Pythons aren't local to Baldwin, Missouri.
Which is why people need to stop having so many snakes as pets that you're not watching closely enough.
Because they get gigantic.
They get gigantic and they get loose all of the time.
And then you're just like, I'm just going to let it go out into the wild. What's the worst that could happen?
The police believe it must have been somebody's pet, although no one in the apartment complex reported a missing snake. Quote, we are definitely happy to be able to get rid of it safely and quickly, the officer told the news. Police officers ending up doing a lot of weird animal calls, more than you would think, said the cops.
This
would probably qualify as a weird animal call, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a python that big slithering around in your house, like, that ain't... Mm-mm.
Being surprised by anything, snakes, spiders, even a cockroach, any of that stuff is not great. But when you're least expecting it, like a huge python in your pantry, I think that kind of messes with you, right? It's like if you find a scorpion in your shoe once or a spider of some kind hiding out in a place where, like when you reach for the garden hose, every time you do it after that
video
ruins you.
Down in Australia of that crazy-ass spider hiding under the handle of the door.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think there's a giant, vicious spider behind there every time now.
So did you, every time you open the car door?
Yeah.
Is that why you hired that butler to follow you around and open the doors for you?
Always, yeah, so I no longer room. Open my own doors.
Sure, fools only. So a pet alligator has helped a trapper's family reveal the gender of their 10th baby.
Ten babies.
That's a lot of babies.
Stacy Childs Wright and her husband Chad are expecting, and they decided a special way to announce the child's gender. They had their pet alligator Amos make the big reveal. It'll be their 10th child for their blended family. After a few tries, Amos popped the black balloon, revealing a cloud of pink powder. Did you guys see the video of this?
Yes.
Amos is enormous.
He's big.
He is a big gator.
But he missed the balloon like 9 times.
Yeah, you
Amos.
Loser.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I feel like
man?
If you're supposed you got to be good at that, kids, right? You're like, that's why you keep a pet gator around because.
You're like, oh, we got nine. That's fine. So, cops arrest a woman for twerking in the middle of traffic in Toledo, Ohio. Look, I've never been to Toledo, Ohio, but I am sure that this was a good looking chick that decided to shut down traffic and start twerking.
She looked like Sir Mix-a-Lot, Dave.
Was she was doing it for the gram? Was this for the gram?
She was doing it for the gram.
Ms. Asia Hughes is her name. She was allegedly twerking in traffic and using a utility pole as her own stripper pole during a busy time in Toledo traffic, and they said it caused a traffic hazard as drivers had to navigate around the women. The woman. But according to the cops, Miss Hughes, 27, was wearing only thong shorts with her buttocks exposed and causing alarm for onlookers. This used to happen a decent amount when we lived down in Houston where people would just all of a sudden block off the road. There's one guy who wanted to propose to his girlfriend, so he had all his buddies start to like form a V in traffic and eventually everyone stopped.
Yeah.
So he could get out in the middle of a busy interstate and propose to his girlfriend. And I'm like, what?
Hey, bro, I got to go pick up my meds. Stop. You know,
like there's real people doing real things and they don't care about your dumb proposal. Another time, some guys are playing pickup basketball in the middle of a street down there. This whole idea of shutting down traffic is maddening.
I have no problem with any life choices that you want to make. If you want to propose to your girlfriend, your husband, whoever you want to do. But the moment you start involving other people who are unwilling participants, that is the moment I run you over.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, protest all you want for whatever you want. Get the hell out of the highway. So Plain and simple. I got places to be. I have planned exactly enough time. And if there is even
already ordered Postmates to the house and it's going to be there in 12 minutes, you must be home when it arrives.
That's right. They don't wait. Yep. Postmates waits for no one.
Postmates don't wait.
That's right.
That's really pretty strong. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they want to, like, push that.
Advertise that they're really impatient.
Yeah.
So a woman by the name of Sheila McGibbon, 52 years old, has been banned from pooping in public from August of 2017 until August of 2022.
Or just in general
Of a habit of pooping in like public, yeah.
Is she a runner or something?
No, she's a drunk. she has a bad habit of drinking, and when she gets drunk, she just pops a squat.
The old IBS kicks in, yeah.
I don't even think it's IBS, but they told her you can't poop in public for 5 years, so from August of 2017 until August of 2022, and unfortunately, she has already ruined the ban. She has pooped multiple times in public. The court heard the first offense was on April 26th, and so, I mean, she did give it, you know, a solid 6 months or so in there, six, eight months, yeah. And then she got drunk, had an open container of alcohol, and was seen popping a squat and taking a poo in public.
I mean, Sheila. She probably something that rhymes with sitting.
Yeah.
Old sitting Sheila. She's at it again. Also, you know instantly she's at least 50. If your name is Sheila.
She's 52.
There's nobody 52, yep. who is like 17 who or 18 years old
no
whose
one,
name is Sheila.
No young people named Sheila.
None.
And finally, I'm sure this is a lovely place. I've never been here. Smiths Grove, Kentucky.
Okay.
The police there responded to a collision between a car and a horse-drawn carriage. Officers arrived on the scene and they discovered that Reuben Yoder, who has kind of like an Amish beard, right?
I don't want to stereotype.
Go ahead. It's too late.
But that looks like an Amish beard to me.
It's an Amish beard. He looks like a white guy with an Amish beard and a very...
He looks like a guy who would be driving a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah. His hair is kind of long and unkempt, but he's totally bald with the exception of that one little patch up front, which is just like four random strings of hair.
Just shave it off, man.
Shave off all the hair. But looking at old Reuben, he doesn't look like he is much for a haircut.
No.
Even the beard is pretty.
I mean, that could be from the hat.
Yeah, very, very possibly so. He was the driver of the horse-drawn carriage, and turns out he was, in fact, under the influence of alcohol. Luckily, him and his eight passengers were not injured in the crash.
God.
And neither was the driver of the car.
How big is this carriage?
I know, right?
Is that a clown car? A clown carriage?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the most valuable or important thing that you've ever forgotten somewhere or totally lost? Misty said, lost the mailbox key. My friend went out of the country and decided to put the keys in a safe place. 6 years later, still no key. LOL.
Oof. Ugh.
Paul said most recently, I went to a concert, lost my brand new iPhone 8. That sucked. You didn't have it.
What?
The location thing turned on to find my iPhone?
Well, but what do you do if you, how do you find that though? If you don't have...
Well, you go to your computer or...
But then that's way away from you, where you're at.
Or you have another friend with an iPhone. You track it that way.
It's a lot of work.
It's not really. Not one yet. It's like a $1,000 phone. Anonymous joining us this morning. You lost something. Whoops.
Oh, yeah. How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, so I ended up quitting my last job and accidentally left my wedding ring in my work pants that I had to turn in.
Oh, no.
Did you tell the wife?
There's a reason my name isn't on air right now.
Oh. she hasn't noticed that you haven't been wearing your wedding ring?
No, I found out I left it there after I got home, but I waited till the morning, went back into work, and asked if I could check my old work pants, and I found it.
Oh, so you just lost it for a day. Okay, well, that's way better. You think she'd be mad about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah.
She's like, you never take that ring off. What can you tell me vaguely what type of work do you do? I mean, does it require for you to take your ring off when you're at work?
Well, that job, I was a security guard, and just because I didn't want anybody to I didn't want to stand out a whole lot, you know.
Sure.
Sure. Sounds a little fishy there, Mr. Anonymous.
Well, that's the reason. Now I'm working in the construction field. And
yeah, you can't wear.
Wear my wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they'll get caught, rip your finger off, something along those
all
lines.
All right, man. Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
I did as a new wearer of a ring. This is
just got married this past weekend.
Yeah, I haven't wore a ring. Like, I had a class ring for, you know, my senior year.
I haven't seen you wear jewelry in the 15 years I've known you.
Never. I don't know. I'm like, do I take my ring off when I'm going to the bathroom?
What? You go to the bathroom?
Like number two.
What?
Who cares?
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I was like,
first off, you don't wipe with your left hand.
I really hope it's not getting
do you?
That up.
Sometimes.
What?
I'm acidestrix.
Acidextrious? Yeah. You're so stupid.
Or like when I'm eating food or like, you know. Like
no, man, you leave your ring on. It feels weird at first.
I don't like washing my hands with it on.
You get used to it. You forget about it eventually. Juan, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, so yeah, I work the graveyard shift, and my wife works the day shift. So she takes our son to daycare, so I can go home and get some sleep. And I have a set time to pick him up, which is around 3:30. And one day, I'm just like, oh, it's 3:30. I'll just snooze for another 15 minutes.
Oh no.
Then I'm like, I kept hearing the alarm go off. I just kept hearing snooze without touching it. Next thing I know, I'm like, what time is it? Oh, it's 6 p.m.
Oh, no.
I'm going to text after text of my wife going, where's my baby? Why don't I have pictures of my baby?
Where's my baby? You're like, uh-oh.
So what ended up happening? Were they still at school or what?
Yeah, they put like all the kids in like this, like the last classroom. At the end, like almost all the lights are shut off inside the daycare.
Oh, so it's like a contest to see who the worst parent is. Yep. Like you show up and your kid's in a dark room alone.
I mean,
the entire time I was like, so what happens? Like, oh, we're just having way too much fun. I shouldn't send dirty text messages.
How old is your kid?
He's 4.
You're like, you shut up. Don't you tell your mother a thing. I will give you all the treats.
Cool. He's cool. He's real cool. He doesn't say anything.
Yeah, that's what you think until he's talking to a therapist 20 years from now.
It was just such a dark room.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is the most expensive or the most valuable thing that you've forgotten or you've lost? This one, just yesterday, I lost a $350 drill and about $300 in hand tools.
Oh,
ouch.
Dang. And when you really use it every day, maybe every minute for your work, too, it just makes it that much worse because you can't put it off. Like, you have to go buy new ones almost immediately.
Nothing you can do about it, yep.
We lost my nephew's friend at Disney World. For a few minutes, he just patiently waited on the bench outside of the restaurant while we were freaking out. When I was in high school, I would play my Game Boy Color when I was at lunch. One day, I forgot it on my lunch table, went back literally 1 minute later, gone.
Sticky-ass fingers, man.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Today, I lost my work ID. When I realized I lost it, I was 2 minutes from work. So I drove all the way home, only to find out it fell between the seats. That's an hour wasted in traffic.
Happens cool. To me all the time.
Man, I got a new pair of sunglasses. You know, like when you spend $100 or more on a pair of sunglasses, you're like, this is an investment. I cannot lose these. This is a big deal.
Especially because you know they only cost like 48 cents to make.
Yeah. But, you know.
No matter the brand.
The rule of sunglasses, of course, you pay $5 for a pair. You have them forever. And nothing ever goes wrong with them. You pay $100 for a pair. The lens almost instantly gets scratched or you lose them. Out of the lake. And sure enough, fell in the water. We were on a pontoon, and they just like over the edge.
That's on you, man.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. No, come on, man.
It's my fault. But the reason why I bring it up, and the reason why it was so hurtful, is because they floated for a second.
Oh.
And they gave me false hope. I'm like, oh, thank God they float. And then they just.
Did you not try to dive down?
I was getting ready to jump in, and then I saw them float. I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just. Kind of ease on over to it, you know, just kind of ease on over to it. Try to do the little thing where you paddle in the water and try to bring them back to you.
They
floated
goodbye.
For a second. And then you know how something floats for a second and then rapidly descends and just into the black abyss.
Like Jack from Titanic. Yeah.
You should have.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely.
Should have had that cool.
That cool thing that connects in the back behind
you.
Oh,
I got a bunch of those for you, Dave. I got you.
I bet you do. this one. The first time I got really drunk with my friends, I apparently lost my virginity.
Apparently.
The bad thing was, the only girls that were there were my friend's girlfriend and sister. For the life of me, I can't remember who it was.
Then it didn't happen. Like, what are you talking about?
Doesn't count. Yep.
Get out of here. Shut up. They just told you that to make you feel like not a loser.
Yeah. You think? I like to build sailplanes. I was flying my favorite build in Wyoming, and the wind changed directions. I never found where it landed. A couple $100. Just gone. Searched for hours.
Oh, here's an awful one. Marty said on Facebook, moved out of an apartment and left an album behind, a family album behind, all my kid and sibling photos, but worst of all, my dad's photos, who had passed away a few years later, had pics of his Navy days in Vietnam, a few of me and him when he was really young. Ugh.
That like irreplaceable stuff
when
is the worst, right?
When you used to think, like when we were growing up, if the house was burning down, what would you grab? Or like what would your mom grab? Or what would your dad grab? It would be that it would be like family photos. You know, I mean, get the kids out. But then the first thing you grab are like family photos. I'm glad that even though photos never like digital photos will haunt you for the rest of your life. Yeah. I'm glad that there is a way that we can store those online now and hopefully not lose those. I was trying to access my MySpace page the other day. I cannot for the life of me remember my MySpace password though, because there's got to be some gems on that page.
Gotta be, man. Yeah. Love to unearth those. Troy said, had a buddy of mine tell me he was going to the ATM. He was so hammered that he put his card in and forgot to take the cash and the card back.
Oh, no.
Started playing video poker and realized he ran out of money, and he told me he had to go back to the ATM again. He was like, oh, wait a minute. Whoops.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It sucks the card back in, but does it suck the money back in eventually, too?
It depends on what kind of ATM it is. It's not going to take the money back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it doesn't take the money back.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the most important or valuable thing that you've lost or forgotten? Catherine sounds like a good time. I lost my top and flip-flops at a 311 concert.
Oh, hell yeah.
Still got my ID and jewelries on, though. What up?
Your flip-flops.
Oh, Ben, this thing is worth its weight in gold. My fake license and college ID when I was 18, still in high school. I think I left it somewhere at a college party. But when you have a good fake ID and you lose it,
Did you ever have a fake ID?
Yeah, and it was just awful.
Was it you or was it a real ID of somebody else?
It was a real ID of somebody else. And then I also had one that I had a thrifty friend who had a laminating machine and a color printer. And this is right around the time where those were starting to come out. And so you just print off, I mean, just rock it out fake IDs. After that, it wasn't so much a worry if you lost it. But the problem was there's only a couple of bars that you'd go to and same bouncers. And so once they figured out that you were the guy with the homemade fake ID, the worst is when you had it in your wallet And then you knew it was real flimsy and fake. And they're like, could you take it out, please? You're like,
oh, God.
It doesn't come out. Jenny said, I was outside spray painting some chairs. I put my wedding ring in the plastic bag with my supplies so I wouldn't ruin or lose it. My soon-to-be ex now husband called me inside because the kids needed me. I went in. Things were crazy. I completely forgot about my ring outside. The next day, I began frantically searching for it, not wanting my husband to know I had lost it. I, of course, waited a couple of days before telling him in the hopes that it would show up by then. After I told him, he helped me look for it. We tore the house apart. We just were about to give up, and then we pieced it all together. When he called me inside that night, he decided to be nice and clean up everything I had left outside. This included him throwing away the plastic bag with my ring into the trash, and the trash had been collected the next morning. I messaged the trash company, but it had been several days since I didn't tell my husband right away. They were unable to locate it. The ring? Gone. It was worth quite a bit of money. It was actually three rings that were bonded to make one ring. To make matters even worse, it had one of his mother's diamonds in it. So even if we'd gotten a new ring, we never could have replaced that diamond.
Oh my God.
Is this why you're getting divorced, man? Because that was a perfectly good reason to get divorced.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We were on a plane right after we got engaged. And before the ring was insured, any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my fiance at the time did something, took it off or something and dropped it on a plane.
And it starts rolling.
And it rolled. No. I'm like, it's gone. We're never seeing it.
Yep.
It's like, yes, we're confined here on this plane. It's going to be, murder on the Orient Express, but with your wedding ring. But luckily there was a nice old lady who was a seat up who grabbed it. But I was like the heart attack that I had. And that
when you drop something on a plane, I mean, normally it's not a wedding ring, right? I can imagine how awful that is. But even when you're you doze off on the plane and your phone falls onto the ground,
yeah.
And all of a sudden the plane takes a turn and you see you go, whing, oh no.
Son of a love it, mother, it's bleeped. Bull.
Tara is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Tara, do you have a dirty mind?
Yes.
It's not great for a game like this because nothing that's being said here is dirty. There's just some strategically placed bleeps and your mind can take the context to a totally different place. The way it works is I've got three. If you get two out of the three right, you're going to win today. I'm going to give you the premise as to what's potentially being talked about. I'll play you the audio clip and then I'll give you the multiple choice and play the clip for you one more time before you make your guess. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first one here, this is Mario Lopez. And you're trying to figure out what him and his former co-star are doing now. Good luck.
Okay.
My buddy, old school Zach, he hit me up about wanting so we started together and now we beat each other often. and it's funny because we had an old scene. And so now we're actually in real life.
All right. So Mario Lopez, him and his former co-star are doing what together? Are they A, training MMA, B, working on a new entertainment show, or C, working on a Saved by the Bell reunion? One more time with the audio.
My buddy, old school Zach, he hit me up about wanting so we started together and now we beat each other often. and it's funny because we had an old scene. And so now we're actually in real life.
So Mario Lopez, what are him and his former co-star doing now? Are they training mixed martial arts, working on a new entertainment show, or working on a Saved by the Bell reunion?
Number one?
Training mixed martial arts is correct. Yes. Actually, Mario Lopez doesn't look like much of a fighter, more of a lover, but he's pretty good with the boxing.
He's training and now he's BJJ.
Yeah, now he's doing full-on mixed martial arts. So.
Yeah, him and Mark Paul Gosselaar, isn't it a little weird that he's still referring to him as Zach?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like
let it go.
20 years ago. I will say, one of the best produced things on Facebook or the internet right now is Zach Morris's Trash.
What is that?
It's a show.
Did you just run out of
breath? Yeah, he did. I ran out of breath.
I thought he was going to throw up.
It goes through every episode of Saved by the Bell and shows you why Zach was such a douchebag.
Oh, really?
And now funny. Looking back as an adult, you're like, Zach Morris was a piece of trash.
Total douchebag. All right, here we go. On to number two. You can actually win it right here. This is the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and he is talking about who the fans can blame for Kevin Durant's injury, okay? So he is talking about who the fans can blame for Kevin Durant's injury. Here's the audio.
I don't believe there's anybody to but I understand this world, if you have to, you can me. Kevin Durant loves to people that questioned whether he wanted to. He's a good good. It's not fair. I'm lucky to.
I mean, he is a professional athlete.
Yeah. The Warriors GM talking about who the fans can blame for Kevin Durant's injury. Is it A, Toronto, B, himself, or C, Drake? One more time with the audio.
I don't believe there's anybody to, but I understand this world, if you have to, you can me. Kevin Durant loves to people that questioned whether he wanted to. He's a good, good. It's not fair. I'm lucky to him.
All right. Toronto himself or Drake for the win.
Number one himself.
Toronto was number one.
Toronto. Yes, I remember this audio. I should have remembered that.
Well, wait. So what's your answer? Wait, is it Toronto himself or Drake?
Two.
Number two is correct. Congratulations to you. Your dirty mind did not sidetrack you too much. You win it in two. Well done, Tara.
Thank you.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So if you're tired of doing anything in life, like naming your own child, there's now a company that will do it for you. It's called Future Perfect, a startup founded by two moms who met on a playground and bonded over their children's unique names.
Oh, goodness.
They're now offering packages starting at $100 to help new parents choose what to call their children. The $100 The Riff package includes a 15-minute name-storming session via phone.
Oh, okay.
While the $350 The Works package features a 15-minute consultation that leads to a list of 10 suggested first names and 10 suggested middle names for the baby. Unlike the subjective opinions of friends and family members that they might give you, our advice will be neutral, unbiased, and tailored to your needs.
So, I appreciate people out there trying to get their hustle on.
This is really dumb.
But if you are considering having a kid and you aren't prepared to name that child, you shouldn't be having a kid to begin with. I don't know. I know that's a hot take, Dave. But stop procreating if you can't even name your own kids.
Name it after somebody, like grandma or your mom or your aunt or uncle or somebody important to you. Or just come up with a random name. It doesn't matter what their name is. Unless it's something exceptionally stupid. No one is going to care that much about your child's name except for you.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You don't need to pay somebody $350. I'll tell you what. I'll do it for $349.
I'll do it for $347.
You son of a bitch.
Damn. That's right.
You knew that $349 was my floor. That was my floor.
And I'm going to name your kid Undercut.
So a Miami bar offered free shots every time the women's team USA scored a goal. The other night, it was on Tuesday when they played, was it Taiwan?
Thailand.
Okay. And they scored 13 goals.
That's a lot of goals.
Whoops. Free shots for everyone in the bar 13 times during the game on Tuesday. So American Social in Miami is probably going out of business soon.
I don't even want to be in a place that's confined that, you know, several hundred people have consumed 13 shots of anything.
I'm going to get pregnant.
That sounds awful.
Ugh.
It was the biggest blowout in World Cup history, the 13-0 win.
I feel like we could have eased up really after like 5.
Nah. No mercy.
Like, can we just random fans out of the audience? Yeah. Throw them out there.
Some chick named Kathy that traveled all the way from Missouri to watch the match, just out there hoofing it. Should have worn running shoes.
It's a 12-year-old boy who hasn't hit puberty yet. We sent him out there on accident.
So Monster Energy is suing the Toronto Raptors.
Why?
Over the claw marks in their logo. So if you haven't seen the logo for Monster and the claw marks in the logo for the Raptors, they are pretty similar, but come on, man. They're two totally different things. One's Monster Claws, the other Raptor Claws. I mean, I get that they look similar, but shut up, Monster Energy.
The Raptors have been around since 95?
Really?
Is that...
Hell yeah, man.
No. Yeah, it says they've been around since 95. I mean, has Monster Energy been around that long?
Let's find out.
I don't know.
Does Monster Energy have a Wikipedia page? They do.
Of course they do.
Monster Energy... They have been around since April of 2002.
So maybe the Raptors updated their logo. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember I had one of those
Google
big
original Raptors logo.
It's just a raptor, I think, wearing a basketball jersey.
Oh, it was, wasn't
it? I think.
You're exactly right. Do you have a raptor wearing a basketball jersey on your puffy jacket?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. What an Hell awful yeah. jersey. Oh, God, I remember this.
Yeah, how bad
it's
that was.
So bad.
Yeah.
See, I love that logo.
That is just so quintessential 1995.
Yeah.
Like somebody learned Photoshop and they got the clip art of a happy Tyrannosaurus. It's not even a raptor. God, so bad.
Maybe Monster Energy has a, maybe they have a
bit of a case.
Maybe they have a leg to stand on this.
So, some sad news. There was a study done and it found out that fish.
The band?
No, actual fish. And Trey Anastasio get lonely when they're not with their partner.
Is that why he's always touring?
Yes. Please, somebody love me. Researchers in France found that tropical fish, known to be loyal and monogamous partners, suffer from heartache when they are separated from their lovers. How did you figure that out? Did they start swimming faster in circles?
Are they blue or is that just the water?
Yeah. Said that the males sometimes showed pessimistic behavior when they were away from their partner. They appeared to be much happier when they were together with their loved one.
Today I learned I'm a fish, Dave. I'm a fish. Set me free.
You're more of a catch and release than a catch and keep, though.
I think I'm big enough to keep.
Man, this one is going to put us over our limit, though. I don't know. It's going
to
tip over the boat.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I got a bit of a fat ass confession. Thanks to you guys, I've been to Taco Bell for like 5 nights in a row now since Saturday. That Diablo sauce was pretty good. The nacho fries, they're awesome. Mahoney, you should get on that quick.
Message deleted.
So, actually, fun fact, I did have the Diablo sauce yesterday because there was quite the groundswell forming on social media.
Yeah, people were up in arms that you didn't know that the Diablo sauce existed. You thought that hot was as hot as you could go.
Fire was hot. I tried the Diablo sauce. It's got a good heat. It's not overly hot. You know, I like really hot things, but it's got a nice heat to it. My problem with it, I don't like the flavor. It's a chipotle. It's got too much chipotle in the sauce. I feel like the original hot has the best pure hot sauce flavor.
Agreed.
Finding the right hot sauce is imperative.
Taco Bell 5 nights a week, I don't think is that egregious because there's a number of things that you can order, but it's also fairly benign. Like if you have pizza 5 nights a week, that's too much. It's too much.
If you're knocking a whole pizza out every night, yeah.
Yeah, but Taco Bell 5 nights a week, I think it's fine. And there's very few things in the fast food world. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just say the number one thing in all of fast food is the cheesy gordita crunch. Number one. Name something better. Whoa. I'll wait.
McDonald's fries?
Nope, not even close. Not even close. McDonald's fries, not even in the top 10. Wendy's.
You are high.
Wendy's nuggets.
Dude. Actually,
Wendy's
nuggets, you know what, Ian? He's not high. That's what the issue is.
Yes, there it is.
You're saying McDonald's fries not in the top 10 of all fast food items? They are number one with a bullet.
Not even close. Not even close.
Not even McDonald's fries.
Cheesy gordita crunch, number one. Wendy's chicken nuggets, number two. I'll figure out the rest later. And joke's on you, I am high.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So stupid.
So I noticed in the grocery store while I was buying pet food the other day that they now make Spanish cat food, like food for Spanish cats. Or like that's what I thought, because then I realized it was cat food for senior cats, not senior cats. Either way, my cat still hates me.
Message deleted.
Wouldn't it be senior gatos?
See? That guy was high.
Oh, I love that so much.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. What 5 words of advice would you give yourself if you could only give yourself 5 words of advice, if you could go back in time and give it to 10-year-old you?
Message deleted.
5 words of advice.
I only need 3.
Listen to me. No one cares.
Okay, 60.
I mean, that's if you split no one, but you know what I mean. Okay, just lump them together. Fine. Listen, turd. No one cares.
You're giving them grammatically incorrect advice. I like that.
Buy Apple stock. That's it.
Right now.
Every nickel you make.
But 10-year-old you didn't have any money.
Oh, I had money.
No, you didn't.
I was an only child.
It doesn't matter.
I did chores.
I like how he hesitated there.
What did you do?
didn't do any chores. I just had an allowance.
You didn't have to do any chores?
They just gave you money?
They just gave you money? Like, for me, it was ransom money. Like, you go mow that damn grass or clean up the room or help with the laundry, or you're not getting your one crisp dollar a week.
If you want a real confession right now, I will I will share this with you.
Okay.
I did not do a load of my own laundry until I moved in by myself. So I lived alone. Because I went from my parents' house to living with a girlfriend.
Right.
And I was 21 at the time. And then she did all the laundry. And I moved from there to my parents' house in Las Vegas at like 23. And then was with them for like 3 years.
What?
So you didn't do a load of laundry until you were late 20s?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't. When I lived with my parents up until I was 18, I don't think I did laundry because my mom would do the laundry. I'm sure I helped with the laundry, but like independently, why are you so flabbergasted?
Because this is unbelievable. I've been doing laundry since I was like six. Before I could read, I was
doing
laundry.
I didn't know how easy laundry was. I thought it was complicated.
It's not easy.
Laundry is the easiest thing in the world.
Well, why weren't you doing it before?
Do you think that's what makes you so good? Like this? No, this is how our lives were meant to be. That's why you're so comfortable doing dirty laundry, going to the laundromats and talking to these people. It's your natural habitat.
No, movies ruined laundry for me. They made me think that I was going to ruin everything that like was in my house with a pink sock.
Oh, see, I was going to go the other way. They made me think I was going to get laid on top of the dryer every time I walked in there. That never happened.
Mornings on X107.5. With Dave and Mahoney.
Stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
So, you know, a lot of lawsuits are frivolous. Really shouldn't probably be filed as people looking for a money grab. This, I would say, is probably warranted. A health alert had to be issued after a Michigan doctor has been charged with reusing a device that gets inserted into patients.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So health officials are encouraging patients of a Michigan doctor to consider HIV and hepatitis testing after state investigators charged that he reused rectal devices at his Kalamazoo area clinics. The state's Department of Health and Human Services issued the testing guidance for patients. He owns a Urological Solutions of Michigan and women's health care specialist. In a May 21st administrative complaint, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs alleged that he had been reusing the rectal pressure sensor, despite the fact that the device is only approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for single-patient use, because of course it is.
That is unbelievable. That guy...
The sensor was used over 100 times before being replaced.
The fact that you're making a nominal amount of money over people's actual health and safety, this guy needs to be locked up.
Yes.
Like,
We talk about it all the time. We were talking about it earlier today with Facebook, the profits over people. But this is probably one of the most egregious things that you could be doing, because you feel, or at least you should feel, safe in a doctor's office.
Yes, you have. There is a level of trust that you have to surrender to a doctor or to somebody who has that sort of power.
Especially when the doctor says, go ahead and bend over.
Yeah, here comes the rectal monitor.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That guy needs to be put away. Hopefully they will not reuse a rectal monitor when he is in prison.
So a McDonald's worker gets sprayed with a fire extinguisher after an argument over a cheeseburger price. A McDonald's employee was nearly blinded when she was sprayed in the face by a fire extinguisher working at the drive-thru window. Oh, who carries a fire extinguisher with them in their car?
Somebody drives a crappy car and thinks it's going to catch on fire?
The incident occurred at about 2 a.m. on Saturday at one of their Melbourne locations. The surveillance camera footage of the incident was uploaded to YouTube, and according to the medical professionals, it could have caused serious injury. The woman claims that the suspects came through the drive-thru and they argued over the price of cheeseburgers, as if like the person at the drive-thru is arbitrarily setting them based on how they feel that evening. After leaving, the car returned about 10 minutes later. She said that she noticed some of the passengers were recording on their cell phones. Then, without warning, one of the suspects sprayed her in the face with the fire extinguisher. So, one of these hilarious for social media pranks. She was taken to the hospital where she was treated. She's taken some time off due to the shock from the unprovoked attack. Police are still investigating the incident and trying to locate the suspects.
You know, I don't want to sound elitist here.
Well, good luck.
Okay. I know. If you...
He doesn't even know where to start.
I know.
I don't want to sound elitist, but... Well, that's the end of the show for today.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Now, if you are arguing with somebody at a fast food drive-thru over the price of a cheeseburger, you have made the wrong life choices.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, there's a reason why you're probably arguing over the extra 5 cents.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that you came back here because there is one other thing that I want to play for you.
What's that?
So people were waiting in line for hours on Monday after a company in Louisville offered season passes to Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay, a couple of big amusement parks in the area. They cut the event short, though, after the event organizer, whose name is Teresa Bridgewaters, got on a Louisville Metro police officer's loudspeaker to address the crowd saying, quote, "We thought this would be a fun time for all the children to receive free sign-up passes, but there are too many people who do not want to follow the rules." And so she cut the whole thing off. And it didn't go over great.
Did the crowd get...
Didn't go over great.
Open the door! Hey, it's 1 o'clock!
Because I keep on cutting as the push.
We've been sitting out here since 9 o'clock!
They shouldn't have tickets!
Open the door!
At this time, we're going to shut down the sign-up. I apologize to all the children and understand that this did not have to happen.
So some of the people were screaming at each other, cursing in front of the children. The cars were parked illegally. One person was taken away by an ambulance. The event got cut short because many of the people were wondering what will happen next, though, because they did have 300 passes and they were not all given away. So caused a total mob scene.
Do you? It's so bizarre, the entitlement that people get when free stuff is being given away.
I hate that.
Like you... deserve. You're entitled to the free stuff.
Yes.
Because it's free stuff. No, man.
Stop being a boob, follow the rules, and you'll get your pool pass.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, do I take my off when I'm going to the bathroom?
What? You go to the bathroom?
Like, number two.
So Mahoney was questioning whether or not he should take this item off when he goes to the bathroom, specifically number two. And it's a totally invalid and stupid question. Everyone in the room is now dumber after listening to you say those words.
No, no, I think
may
it's
God have mercy on your soul.
Pretty valid question.
No, it's not.
And
it's
a, well, like I said, you know, I am acidextrous.
So you can use either hand.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of a hint. But can you figure out what Mahoney was trying to... find the answer to, should he take this off when he is using the restroom? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. We have lunch for two to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Again, tomorrow is the big national flip-flop day. Go to Tropical Smoothie from 2 to 7 p.m. in your flip-flops and get a free 16-ounce sunshine smoothie, which benefits Camp Sunshine, a fantastic cause. And again, tomorrow is the big day from 2 to 7 p.m. Your opportunity to go to Tropical Smoothie and get a free smoothie. But lunch for two is going to the first person with the correct answer. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Sam.
Sam, what is the correct answer?
The ring.
His wedding ring is correct.
Yo, daddy take off his wedding ring when he goes to the bathroom? You know?
I don't. It's a bathroom. It's private time, man. It's private time.
Does your ring have a camera on it? what do you mean it's private? What does it have to do with anything?
He said...
If his dad did that. If his dad took off his wedding ring.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't go into the bathroom with family members and never did.
No, but I feel like you would share that with somebody.
Definitely, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you took your ring off because you're respecting the memory of your father, who's still very much alive,
yes,
then I would get it, but you're not.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dude, it's not...
Sam, you married?
It's Tim, and I'm engaged.
Is it Tim? Tim, is that what you said?
Tim, yeah.
Tim. So you're engaged. And when you do get married, do you suspect that you'll take your ring off when you have to wipe your booty?
No, not at all. Maybe in the shower. Maybe.
Even in the shower, you don't even really notice it.
What if you're left-handed?
I take
what if that's your primary hand?
I take my ring off when I go to the gym.
Oh, that's better than some. That's somehow better than the bathroom.
I would never take it off.
There's a lot of hot chicks at the gym. Secondly,
son of a bitch. You hear this?
I would never take off my ring because I would love my wife.
You're never getting married.
Because
when you're at the gym, you're lifting weights and like you can't have like a barbell.
Why aren't you married yet?
I don't care.
Yeah, why aren't you married?
Why
are you sandbagging? How long? How long you been with her?
coming up on 6 years now.
And you've been living together for how long?
In
about
sin.
6 years.
Sin, living in sin for 6 years.
Yeah, I bet she's waiting for a ring.
I'm going to bring a ring in tomorrow. I'm going to wear it forever now. I'm going to show you guys up.
You're going to get married tomorrow live on the air?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do we have any reverends that are listening? That
I think Mahoney, aren't you? Are you ordained or no?
No, damn. I never did any of that stupid stuff. Oh, I'm ordained by the internet.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.